Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier and happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hello, busy mamas. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. So today, it's just going to be me, myself, and I, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened over the last 2 weeks. So I'm hoping that you've had time to tune in and listen to some of the amazing experts and the wisdom that they've shared and the stories that they've shared with us. And I just wanted to take a moment to pause and sort of recap some of the things that we learned from them and then share a little bit about what you can expect going forward. So first of all, before we recap, one of my absolute favorite things to talk about is the idea that in order to live a healthy lifestyle, really in order to do, you know, to make any change that feels big, and a healthy lifestyle is most definitely a big change to many of us, a really useful tool is to always think of what is that next doable step for you? What is that next doable change that you can focus on and master? And a lot of people say, but Mia, I need to change everything. I need to overhaul my whole diet. I need to exercise. I need to be a better parent. I need to show up for family dinner. And the list is endless. And it's true that maybe to live your optimal, healthy, and happy lifestyle, you do need to do all those things. But you don't need to tackle them all at once. And this was a really hard thing for me to learn personally because I am a multitasker at heart. You know, I like to tell the world that I can work and be with my kids and eat well. But the truth is that I don't do that really well unless I'm focusing on one thing at a time. If we are, you know, reading email and cooking and trying to correct math homework all at the same time, either we're going to get the math problem wrong, the food is going to burn, and to be honest, I don't even remember what the third thing I said is, email. So we're not going to get that email right. It's too many things to think of at once. So what I love to tell people and what I practice personally is I always focus on one doable change. And actually, here's the cool thing. A doable change can be big. It doesn't have to be small, but it can be small. And a lot of what you choose as your next doable change has to do with where you are. So let me just give you an example. When I first started my whole healthy journey, I was pretty miserable. I was, you know, a good 75, maybe more pounds overweight that I had gained over the course of 3 pregnancies. And the thing I knew I needed to change was my weight. Now, the solution to that was actually pretty complex because I got the advice to try going raw vegan. And this was a huge change. I did not know how to cook. I had never really loved vegetables that much. I had these 3 little kids. I was running a business. So it wasn't that, it didn't feel that easy at all. But I knew I had to make it doable, and I can tell you right now, I did not think of it in these terms at the time. This is more of a reflection thought. But in order to make that change doable, what I ended up doing was figuring out 6 things I could make. I really figured out what a day looked like, and I figured out what I needed to do when I first woke up in the morning, which was drink water. Then I knew that I needed to have a green juice, which was a new thing for me, but I could learn it. And then I would just eat fruit. I would eat sort of 1 fruit at a time because I was really trying to cleanse my stomach after years of not treating it so well. And then I would have this amazing big salad for lunch, which usually involved sea veggies because I was trying to also get all my minerals in. And then I would treat myself to some sort of dessert or treat or, you know, raw dessert. And the 2 things that I started with that I knew how to make were a raw brownie, which was just 3 ingredients put in the Cuisinart, or avocado chocolate pudding, which was also was just three ingredients put in the blender. And then I would have a dinner, which would vary a little bit more, but basically I always knew that I would have sort of a veggie and some sort of plant-based protein, like beans. And actually that's not true, because at the raw part, it was more like just a salad. It was just another salad. And this was enough, as you can tell. It was overwhelming. You know, it was overwhelming to begin with. There were a few restaurants here. So at dinner, if I got bored, I could go to one of those restaurants and get takeout. But I learned these things, and I literally pretty much, except when that restaurant was involved, ate the same thing for 3 months straight. Because that was how I could make it doable. If I had have said, like, I need variety, I need to take care of my kids too, I need to do this, I couldn't have done it. But I was able to take on that food change because I figured out what was doable. When I was ready to move on to my family, I was dealing with a daughter who had some pretty bad allergies. I had figured out myself. I had definitely upped my cooking game. I had learned a lot over the course of the 3 months that I was eating those same three things. And when I finally moved on to sort of helping my family, I really could only focus on my child, on one child, the one who had the bad allergies. So I really took it like one thing at a time. Then at some point, I remember thinking, going to somebody's house and seeing them bake something. And I was like, all right, I can do that. I can learn how to bake gluten-free and dairy-free. So it was just that one thing. And it wasn't like I forgot all those things in the past. That's what makes this so powerful. It's not like you forget the things you learned. Ever since that time 7 years ago when I ate those things, I have always started my day with a green drink, whether it be a smoothie or a juice. So those things just become habit and you don't have to think about them anymore. So I hugely encourage everyone to always have something you're working on, but always have one thing, one healthy change at a time, and really focus on that and master it to the level that you can, and then move on to the next one. And some things you'll be able are simple enough that you can master them pretty quickly. You know, so maybe it's, cooking kale. And so you really only need three times to try to cook it, and then you've got it and you can move on to the next thing. But don't try to make a whole day full of new recipes that you've never made before, because you're never going to want to cook again. You're going to leave totally overwhelmed. So with that in mind, one doable change at a time, let's get back to our wonderful guests who shared such a breadth of their knowledge and just zero in on some of the things they shared. So I'm not actually going to go in the order that we shared the episodes completely. But here's some of what they shared. So Kim Jong-Payne, as you guys know, he's somebody who is near and dear to my heart because his work actually really changed how I could take on eating at the very beginning. And he shared a few things, but one of my favorite gems from that was sit for breakfast. So he explains how when you eat breakfast on the go, it actually takes more time than when you sit and eat it. And I loved that. So if that was your change for the week, just simply to sit and have breakfast and then give your time kids the 5 minutes they need to sit and have their breakfast before heading off into their day, that's a viable, great, doable change that will serve you for the rest of your life if you get that down. So if eating on the go is your issue, maybe that's your doable change for the week. Robin taught us about how we can really use our kitchen when we have something going on with us instead of turning to medicine. And funny enough, I spoke to her 2 weeks ago, and the next week my daughter got a cough, and I was thinking, let's try what Robin said. So we had cinnamon pears every day that week, and it really did help. So maybe your doable change happens at a certain time. So it's triggered by something. So in my case, it was triggered when my daughter was sick. I was like, this time I'm going to try something new. And we're going to try this other method and see how that works. She also talked a lot about eating fermented foods. So maybe integrating more fermented foods into your diet would be something that you could try for a week. So then we spoke to Latham, and Latham was just hopefully very inspiring to you guys. I know she was to me, mostly because she does so much. She's so out there in the world affecting so many people, and yet she still knows how to take care of herself, and I love that. So self-care could be something that you put on as your next doable thing that you focus on. And she also talked about the importance of home-cooked meals and how she really makes an effort to come home and cook with her son, and that they cook together and they enjoy that time in the kitchen together. You know, and she mentioned that even if sometimes she cooks, he's in there with the homework. So coming together for a meal is something you could focus on as a doable change. And that's an example of one where you could just go to your next level. So if you're not having any family dinners together, don't say we're going to have 7 nights of family dinners. Say, let's aim for 1. And then when you master that, add 1. If you're at a point where you used to think you had it every night of the week, but then when you're looking back, actually Little League and work and all these things have gotten in the way, but you know you're right there, then maybe you could say every weeknight we have family dinner, or you know, whatever your next one up is. And actually, and then a smaller doable change is Latham talked about, you know, knowing how to make a tomato sauce from scratch. So if that's your doable thing for the week, master a tomato sauce. That will serve you forever and ever and ever, as long as tomatoes are a food that serve your body. And then Kelly talked about the arriving technique. Definitely listen to this on the episode. It's also outlined in the show notes in writing, but hearing Kelly's voice is just so amazing and brings it home in a different way. And just how we need to arrive in a situation and what an amazing tool that is for food and for meals and for all the things that come with parenting. And so that would be something that would just be a practice that you take as your next doable step in your longer healthy journey to a healthy life. And, you know, that could be something you focus on this week. Then Danielle talked about creating your own your values and knowing what your values are. So if you've already done this work, if you're somebody who's done a lot of Danielle Laporte type stuff, or, you know, you've read all of Brené Brown's books and you're really clear on what your values are and you've written them out, then maybe your next doable step is to take on your family and help them do the same thing. If you haven't done your work, then your next doable step might be to do it for yourself. And the point being that you don't need to take on your whole family all at once. You can sit with the different parts of it for time, and that we really do have we have time for all this. And just because we're focusing on one thing, so if you're doing Danielle's work, you're not actually focusing on the food yet. But in doing that work, it might come up that one of your core values is wellness or energy or sports, and that food really maps back to that. And that will give you a platform that, you know, just learning how to make a tomato sauce might not. So there really is no wrong answer to what your next doable change is, because they're all going to build on each other over time. And even if you start with the tomato sauce and go back to the values, they'll still build, because, you know, you can still create a base even when you're creating skills. It all fits together. So then Catherine talked to us about fitness, and, you know, I felt like that was one of those things that I'm constantly giving excuses for. You know, if I can't make it to my hour yoga class or to my Zumba class, I'm just not going to do anything. And she talks about just 5 minutes of plank in your living room, or, you know, doing, if you have a baby, doing exercises with your baby for 15 minutes. Or just starting that walk, starting slow. You know, so many times we want to run a marathon, but you have to run a mile first. And it actually doesn't take that long to run a mile. And walking a mile is the same. So if you can't run and you're overwhelmed by running, then just walk. So really break it down and do what's doable for you, and that will sort of start this momentum. It's more important to keep doing a little bit every day than it is to get everything right all at once. I feel like that's the big message. And then Stacy, I hope you guys loved listening to Stacy. She's funny. And Stacy talked to us about, you know, the question that I asked her was about what happens when your spouse doesn't want this healthy lifestyle that you think you want. And she so eloquent is not the right word, but you know, she has a definite view on the answer to that question. And then it has really nothing to do with convincing your spouse that he should eat the way that you want to eat. And it has more to do with you really tuning into what your spouse needs and meeting those needs. And only then can you have that conversation about the food. So her episode is super useful to listen to if you ever, you know, have little, you feel like you're in a place where you can't have a conversation with your spouse and you're not coming together as a parent in the way that you want to. And super useful around food, of course, too. And then we talked to Eva. And again, I'm sorry, I'm totally out of order, but I'm going through the order that these are coming to my head. And she spoke about her journey with raw food and her practice of making green smoothies. And green smoothies are such a fabulous, doable change. You know, I really feel like you can do that 5 minutes every morning. It's just 5 minutes. Maybe you wake up 5 minutes earlier and you have to plan a little bit to get the right groceries before, but you wake up 5 minutes earlier and you put together this green smoothie. And she even shared that her daughter sleeps late, so she makes her smoothies the night before and saves them in the fridge. So there's ways to make doable changes even more doable. And that's what's so cool when you just are focused on getting one thing done. And then we talked to Jen. And Jen had so many little magic moments that she shared. And one of my favorites was just the idea of living as if. And I feel like that I'm sharing this one last because this one really takes away those layers of overwhelm. Because if we want something and we can really declare that we want it and look at that and imagine it and feel in our bodies what it feels like, whether that's energy or not to be sick anymore or to lose some weight or to have our kids eating something, whatever it is, if we can embody that and then just live as if it's already here, because it is. If we want it, it's already here. And she so beautifully said that. So that doable change would just really be about having fun for a week, right? And really pretending and role playing and living as if whatever it is that you're wanting is already here. So I hope that helps. I hope that you are clear on what you could do next week to live your best, most healthy life ever, because that is what I would love for you. I did mention a few times throughout that one doable change could take place in a week. And that's the thought I want to leave you with. So it can be daunting to do all these things, right? And I admit, I have a list of 20 things that I want to do. I want to learn how to bake bread now. I want to get better at drinking more water. I do want to make it to yoga class more often. Like, I have a list too. I'm not at all perfect. But this idea of staying in motion for a week, I can do that. So first is coming up with what that doable change is. And then it's just committing to it for 1 week. And I feel like with that combo, a week and it being doable, you can actually have fun with it. And what I've found over the past 7 years is that when I can actually have fun with whatever it is that I'm trying to change, it happens so much easier and so with so much less effort. It just happens because we all want to have fun. And so I like to call that a weekly wellness experiment. And what I would challenge everyone to do is every Sunday night, just come up with what your weekly wellness experiment is and have fun with it for 7 days. And what's 7 days, right? In the whole journey of your life, if it's starting to work, you keep going with it. If it feels something's out of alignment, maybe you tweak it. And if it just feels like the wrong thing for you, you let it go and you move on to the next one. And if you want more weekly wellness experiments, we have actually created the Plan Simple Meals Lab. And you can go to plansimplemealslab.com and check it out. And I would be honored to have anyone who wants in, who wants a weekly wellness experiment library that they can choose from. I would love anyone who that speaks to come join our vibrant community. So folks, have a fabulous weekend and look for 1 to 2 episodes a week going forward. There will always be an interview. And when I have something that I think is worthy of sharing individually, I will jump on to share it with you too. And up this month, we have a great set of interviews, mostly actually from nutrition experts this go around. So we're getting more into the food. And if you have any questions that you want answered, please do email info@plansimplemeals.com, because there's nothing that would give me greater pleasure than to answer all the questions that you guys have by being able to find experts who can talk to them. All right, you guys. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.